بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. واعلموا أنما غنمتم من شيء فأن لله خمسه وللرسول ولذي القربى واليتامى والمساكين وابن السبيل إن كنتم آمنتم بالله وما يوم الفرقان يوم التقى الجمعان والله على كل شيء قدير.
Verse number 41. Know, O believers, that whatever you take by force from the disbelievers when striving in Allah's path shall be divided into five. 4/5 shall be distributed to those who strove in Allah's path, and the remaining fifth shall be further divided into five portions and distributed equally between the following: Allah and His Messenger, to be spent on the general expenses of the Muslims, the relatives of the Prophet, peace be upon him, from the children of Hashim and the children of Al-Muttalib, orphans, the poor and destitute, and travelers who are stranded. Obey this if you have faith in Allah and what He revealed to His servants Muhammad, peace be upon him, on the day of the Battle of Badr, when Allah made a clear distinction between truth and falsehood by giving you victory over your enemies.
إِذْ أَنْتُمْ بِالْعُدْوَةِ الدُّنْيَا وَهُمْ بِالْعُدْوَةِ الْقُصْوَى وَالرَّكْبُ أَسْفَلَ مِنْكُمْ وَلَوْ تَوَاعَدْتُمْ لَاخْتَلَفْتُمْ فِي الْمِيعَادِ وَلَكِنْ لِيَقْضِيَ اللَّهُ أَمْرًا كَانَ مَفْعُولًا ولكن ليقضي الله أمرا كان مفعولا ليهلك من هلك عن بينة ويحيى من حي عن بينة وإن الله لسميع عليم.
Verse number 42. Remember, O believers, when you were on the near side of the valley that was facing Medina, the idolaters were on the far side that was facing Mecca, and the caravan was at a spot lower than you facing the Red Sea. If you and the idolaters made an appointment with each other to meet at Badr, neither of you would have kept to it. Your lack of numbers as compared to your enemy would have kept you back, and the fear of facing Allah's Messenger would have kept them back. But Allah, may He be glorified, gathered you at Badr without an appointment, so that He may carry out a matter that was already determined. The victory of the believers and the defeat of the disbelievers, bringing honor to His religion and humiliation to idolatry. This was so that those who died from amongst them would die after evidence was established by the believers' victory against them, despite their lack of numbers and preparation, and so that those who lived would live with clear evidences that Allah made obvious to them, and no one would have any evidence against Allah that they could use as an argument. Allah hears the statement of everyone and knows their actions. Nothing is hidden from Him, and He will repay them for that.
إذ يريكهم الله في منامك قليلا قَلِيلًا وَلَوْ أَرَاكَهُمْ كَثِيرًا لَفَشِلْتُمْ وَلَتَنَازَعْتُمْ فِي الْأَمْرِ وَلَكِنَّ اللَّهَ سَلَّمْ إِنَّهُ عَلِيمٌ بِذَاتِ الصُّدُورِ.
Verse number 43. Remember, O Messenger, Allah's favor upon you and upon the believers, when He showed you a dream in which the idolaters were few in number. You informed the believers about this and they took it as a good sign, and their determination to face the enemy in battle was strengthened. If Allah had shown the idolaters to you to be many, the determination of your companions would have become weak, and they would have become afraid of fighting. But Allah saved you all from that, and protected them from losing courage. He, therefore, made them seem few in number in the eye of His Messenger, peace be upon Him. He knows what the hearts contain and what the souls hide.
وَإِذْ يُرِيكُمُوهُمْ إِذِ الْتَقَيْتُمْ فِي أَعْيُنِكُمْ قَلِيلًا وَيُقَلِّلُكُمْ فِي أَعْيُنِهِمْ لِيَقْضِيَ اللَّهُ أَمْرًا كَانَ مَفْعُولًا وَإِلَى اللَّهِ تُرْجَعُ الْأُمُورُ.
Verse number 44. Remember, O believers, when Allah showed the idolaters to you, when you met them, as few, and made you bravely go forward towards fighting them, and He made you seem few in their eyes, so that they came forward to fight you without thinking of leaving. This was so that Allah could bring about a matter that was predetermined by taking retribution from the idolaters by them being killed or taken prisoners, and by favoring the believers with victory and defeat of their enemies. All matters are returned to Allah alone, and He will repay the one who does evil for his wrongdoing, and the one who does good for his good deeds.
Ya ayyuha alladhina amanu إذا لقيتم فئة فاثبتوا واذكروا الله كثيرا لعلكم تفلحون.
Verse number 45. O you who have faith in Allah and follow His Messenger, when you fight against a group of disbelievers, be patient when you meet them, and do not become cowardly. Remember Allah much and call in Him, because He is the one who can help you against them, and pray to Him to grant you what you desire and protect you from what you fear. Beneficial points. 1. Gains of war belong to Allah, and He allocates them as He wills, without anyone else dictating the terms. 2. Allah paves the way for the victory of the Muslims by giving them the right support that they need at the correct moment. 3. Patience, steadfastness, and remembering Allah much are among the main causes of victory.
وَأَطِيعُوا اللَّهَ وَرَسُولَهُ وَلَا تَنَازَعُوا فَتَفْشَلُوا وَتَذْهَبَ رِيحُكُمْ وَاصْبِرُوا إِنَّ اللَّهَ مَعَ الصَّابِرِينَ.
Verse number 46. Observe Allah's obedience and the obedience of His Prophet in all of your statements, actions, and circumstances. Do not argue with one another, because dispute leads to weakness, cowardliness, and the diminishing of your strength. Be patient when facing the enemy, because Allah supports and assists the patient. Whoever Allah is with will definitely be victorious.
ولا تكونوا كالذين خرجوا من ديارهم بطرا ورئاء الناس ويصدون عن سبيل الله والله بما يعملون محيط.
Verse number 47. Do not be like those idolaters who left Mecca full of pride, showing off to people, and who prevent people from Allah's religion and stop them from entering into it. Allah is all aware of what they do. No action of theirs is hidden from Him, and He will repay them for that.
وَإِذْ زَيَّنَ لَهُمُ الشَّيْطَانُ أَعْمَالَهُمْ وَقَالَ لَا غَالِبَ لَكُمُ الْيَوْمَ مِنَ النَّاسِ وَإِنِّي جَارٌ لَكُمْ فَلَمَّا تَرَاءَتِ الْفِئَتَانِ نَكَصَ عَلَىٰ عَقِبَيْهِ وَقَالَ إِنِّي بَرِيءٌ مِّنكُمْ إني أخاف الله والله شديد العقاب.
Verse number 48. Remember, O believers, Allah's favor on you when Satan made the actions of the idolaters seem good to them, and encouraged them to face the Muslims in the battle by saying to them, "No one can defeat you today, because I'm your supporter, and I will protect you from your enemy." When the two parties, the believers who had the angels as their support, and the idolaters who had Satan who was going to desert them, met, Satan turned back fleeing and said to the idolaters, "I have nothing to do with you. I can see the angels who have come to support the believers, and I'm afraid that Allah will destroy me. Allah's punishment is harsh, and no one is able to bear it."
إِذْ يَقُولُ الْمُنَافِقُونَ وَالَّذِينَ فِي قُلُوبِهِمْ مَرَضٌ غَرَّ هَؤُلَاءِ دِينُهُمْ وَمَنْ يَتَوَكَّلْ عَلَى اللَّهِ فَإِنَّ اللَّهَ عَزِيزٌ حَكِيمٌ.
Verse number 49. Remember when the hypocrites and those of weak faith were saying, "The religion of these people, which promised them victory over their enemies, despite their lack of numbers and preparation, as compared to the huge number and the strength of their enemies, has deceived them. They haven't understood that the person who places reliance upon Allah alone and who has faith in the victory that Allah has promised, Allah will assist such a person and will never desert them, no matter how weak they may be. Allah is mighty, and no one can overcome Him. He is wise in His decree and sacred laws."
وَلَوْ تَرَى إِذْ يَتَوَفَّى الَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا الْمَلَائِكَةُ يَضْرِبُونَ وُجُوهَهُمْ وَأَدْبَارَهُمْ وَذُوقُوا عَذَابَ الْحَرِيقِ.
Verse number 50. If only you, O Messenger, could see those who disbelieve in Allah and His messengers at the time when the angels remove their souls, striking their faces when they face towards them, and striking their backs when they try to run away, and saying to them, "Taste, O disbelievers, the burning punishment." If you had to see that, you would see a serious heart-wrenching sight.
ذلك بما قدمت أيديكم وأن الله ليس بظلام للعبيد.
Verse number 51. The cause of that painful punishment at the time when your souls are taken out, and the burning punishment in your graves, and in the afterlife is because of the evil actions you performed in the world. Allah does not wrong people, but passes judgment on them with fairness. He is not unjust to his slaves.
كَدَأْبِ آلِ فِرْعَوْنَ وَالَّذِينَ مِنْ قَبْلِهِمْ كَفَرُوا بِآيَاتِ اللَّهِ فَأَخَذَهُمُ اللَّهُ بِذُنُوبِهِمْ إِنَّ اللَّهَ قَوِيٌّ شَدِيدُ الْعِقَابِ.
Verse number 52. These disbelievers were not the only ones to be punished this way. Rather, it is Allah's way of dealing with disbelievers in every time and place. The people of Pharaoh and the communities before them were also punished like this when they disbelieved in Allah's words. Allah punished them for their sins with His might and power. Allah is strong and cannot be overpowered or defeated. His punishment for those who go against him is severe. Beneficial points. 1. Pride is a serious illness that affects an individual's personality and quickly ruins his nature. 2. Patience helps in coping with hardships and difficulties. Also, Allah sends divine help to the person who is patient in obeying His sacred law. This is something witnessed in various walks of life. 3. Quarrels and disputes lead to disunity in the community and warn of defeat, withdrawal and loss of strength, support and power. 4. The verses show that entitlement to favors depend on correct beliefs, good actions, and high morals. 5. Faith makes a person go forward to do amazing things which even great armies will not advance to do. 6. One of Allah's customs is to punish those who do wrong by sinning.